From the National Evolutionary Synthesis Center, this is an Evolution in the News podcast generated by students in Dr. Joel Kingsolver's Biology 213, Evolution and Life course at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
Scientists toss the dice to create better foods. Dr. Pierre Lagoda is the head of genetics and plant breeding at the International Atomic Energy Agency. Lagoda and his colleagues are using irradiation to create genetic mutations in plants, a process which can create new and improved varieties. Scientists use the isotope cobalt-60 to fire gamma rays at different plants. While the process is widely accepted in the scientific community, consumers have not been as accepting. While many consumers don't know if their food has been irradiated, when they discover that it has, many grow wary, imagining glow-in-the-dark radioactive fruits. Lagoda and his team, however, defend the process. Though the mutations caused by the irradiation are passed on to the next generation, the radioactivity itself is not, and offspring show no visible signs. The new characteristics acquired, whether good or bad, could have happened easily due to natural genetic mutation. The process, being conducted by Lagoda and his team, is unlike genetically modifying foods. To genetically modify foods, scientists splice DNA sequences and insert new genes. Irradiation processes mimic how the genes of a plant naturally mutate. The irradiation procedure was developed by Lewis J. Stadler of the University of Missouri through using X-rays on barley. Stadler only created mutations of the barley's color, but the concept led to studies with other types of food that created beneficial mutations. Irradiation alters the genes of the plants, creating positive changes in certain genetic combinations. Scientists can control the amount of radiation and therefore the amount of mutation, but they have no way of controlling the exact results. Scientists closely observe the mutants to find the ones with beneficial mutations to breed. Irradiation is an important breakthrough due to its impact in food improvement and its potential for the future. This process has already proved itself in recent history. In 1960, the Michigan bean crop would have been completely destroyed had it not been for an irradiated bean variety that repopulated the crop. Irradiation has also saved the cocoa population in Ghana, giving rise to a tree species resistant to the harmful disease threatening its survival. The irradiation process is more widely used than people realize. In Asia alone, there are over 1,500 mutant plant varieties. Using the process, better-looking and tasting foods can be created, as well as foods that are more resistant to disease. It is this process that has given rise to certain fruit varietals, such as the red grapefruit and improved species of barley, rice, wheat, pears, peas, cotton, peppermint, sunflowers, peanuts, sesame, black currants, oats, bananas, cassava, and sorghum. Scientists propose that irradiation can also serve as a possible solution to future food crises. If resources are depleted and costs go up, foods that can grow under extreme conditions due to beneficial mutations could become a cost-effective solution.
More student-generated podcasts are available in the Education and Outreach section of the NESNT website. The National Evolutionary Synthesis Center is funded by the National Science Foundation to promote research in biological evolution. The opinions expressed in this podcast belong to the authors and are not necessarily endorsed by the NSF or NESNT.